As you likely know, 10 people were killed in a shooting last week at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. Their funerals have begun. Governor Jared Polis and other state leaders attended one of the first ceremonies this weekend. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce was there as well.
The service for 23-year-old Nevin Stanisic was held Saturday in the same Serbian Orthodox Christian church he'd attended since he was a boy. Mourners packed the small chapel, decorated in richly carved wood and medieval-styled paintings of saints. As the coffin was wheeled in, the traditional hymns were drowned out by the desperate grief of Nevin's father, Rodmilo. Family members reached out, each putting a hand on Rodmilo, including Nevin's mother, Mirjana, and daughter, Nikolina, their only remaining child. Rodmilo and Mirjana are ethnic Serbs who immigrated to Colorado in the late 1990s, coming for a better and a safer life in the U.S. after fleeing the war in Bosnia. The ceremony was half in Serbian and half in English. This church, St. John the Baptist, is a focal point for the area's small and tight-knit Serbian community.
And grant me the desired fatherland.
The parishioners held white candles, grasping them below paper discs meant to catch the dripping wax. Nevin had a job fixing coffee machines and had just finished working on one at the Starbucks inside the King Supers on Table Mesa Drive. He'd left the store and had just gotten into his car when he was gunned down, likely the first fatality in the mass shooting that has further traumatized a state already so familiar with such tragedies.
Dear brothers and sisters, it is very difficult to say any words of comfort in this incredibly difficult and heartbreaking moment.
Reverend Sasha Petrovich traveled from an Orthodox church in Omaha, Nebraska to give the eulogy. He said Nevin's mother had been watching the news last Monday on the unfolding situation in Boulder when the camera focused on Nevin's car.
Her first thought was, oh my God, did my son do something terrible? So there is something more terrible than to be an innocent victim.
Despite the tragic circumstance around his death, Nevin had lived honorably.
In our holy Orthodox faith, Serbian Orthodox culture, honor is more precious than even this life on this earth.
As the funeral drew to a close, the family approached to kiss the golden cross inlaid at the head of Nevin's dark mahogany coffin. As they said these last goodbyes, Rodmilo Stanisic threw his arms over the coffin, his head on that cross. Wife, daughter, family holding him still, all keening. For their 23-year-old son and brother, one of the 10 lives taken by bullets less than a week ago. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Lakewood, Colorado.